Title: Unpacking FAR Case 2026-001, What the Overhaul Means for SAM Registration, Agency-Level Protests, and Information Security and Supply Chain Security. Content: As promised in our recent blog post, Revolutionary FAR Overhaul Update, rulemaking phase begins with the issuance of four proposed rules. We're now digging a bit deeper into FAR Case 2026-001. On June 23, 2026, the Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council, FAR Council, published a proposed rule titled Federal Acquisition Regulation, Revolutionary Federal Acquisition Regulation Overhaul Parts 1, 2, 4, 33, 39, 40, and 53, the proposed rule, under FAR Case 2026-001. This is one of 12 proposed rules under the Revolutionary FAR Overhaul, RFO, implementing Executive Order, EO, 14275, restoring common sense to federal procurement. Below, we break down everything you need to know about the proposed rule, including how it stacks up to the previously published RFO model deviations. Comments are due July 23, 2026. FAR Case 2026-001. This proposed rule covers the following FAR parts: Part 1, Federal Acquisition Regulations System; Part 2, Definitions and Acronyms; Part 4, Administrative and Information Matters; Part 33, Protests, Disputes, and Appeals; Part 39, Acquisition of Information and Communication Technology; Part 40, Information Security and Supply Chain; Part 53, Removed and Reserved. The below analysis highlights the most significant changes across the affected FAR parts, including changes from the originally published RFO deviations. While all of the revisions are worth understanding, the sharpest departures from current practice are concentrated in Parts 4 and 40. The key changes: FAR Part 1, Federal Acquisition Regulations System Sunset Clause. The Phase 1 model deviation included a sunset mechanism that automatically expired all non-statutory FAR language after 4 years. That concept is gone. Non-statutory FAR language does not automatically expire and may only be removed via formal rulemaking. The proposed rule replaces this concept with a formal regulatory sunset review process at regular intervals, where the FAR Council will seek public input via rulemaking on non-statutory sections, provisions, and clauses prior to their expiration. Bottom line, non-statutory FAR language will not automatically expire, but the FAR Council has committed to an ongoing review process for identifying and removing outdated requirements. FAR Part 4, Administrative and Information Matters Modernization. Part 4 reflects procurement data modernization. Notably, FPDS.gov has been retired and contract award data now resides in System for Award Management, SAM, Contract Awards Management. Further, the proposed rule relocates internal procedures to non-regulatory resources, giving agencies more flexibility in leveraging technology. SAM Registration. The proposed rule introduces one of the most operationally significant changes in the entire package, a fundamental restructuring of how SAM.gov is used in the procurement process. It streamlines SAM by retaining only entity-level representations and certifications in SAM.gov and removing procurement-specific representations and certifications from SAM for use in solicitations. This change removes over half of the information that was previously required to register to do business with the federal government. This includes representations and certifications regarding, for example, supply chain matters such as Section 889 compliance. FAR 52.204-8, annual representations and certifications, would be eliminated. In its place, revised clauses 52.204-7 and 52.204-13, when SAM registration is required, and new clauses 52.204XX and 52.204YY, when SAM registration is not required, would consolidate entity identification. Service contract reporting. The proposed rule would revise certain reporting clauses, FAR 52.204-10, 52.204-14, and 52.204-15, to exclude them from contracts for commercial acquisitions. This move aims to reduce the administrative burden for industry and simplify procurement administration for the government. Bottom line, the SAM restructuring is a significant step forward in reducing administrative burdens on contractors. FAR Part 33, Protests, Disputes, and Appeals Purpose Statement, a new explicit purpose statement for the bid protest system was added, emphasizing efficient resolution, minimal disruption, rapid correction of procurement errors, safeguarding rights to independent review, and DISC.